This is the one thing I know I definitely really like about the upper Midwest. The group Chicago. That's a great song. Play it. Oh, you cut it off, man. Thank you. I like it. I like it. I think it's my Dixieland upbringing. Any rock and roll group with horns, with a brass section, that's solid, man. That's solid. I love the horns. Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House, 10 o'clock hour, broadcasting from our flagship station in Phoenix, Arizona, KTAR. But through the wonder and miracle of radio waves, we are beaming our signal. How far did we decide the satellite is up there? 22,000 miles? 22,000 miles?
Gosh, I don't
know. We'll have to look that back up.
We had.
But it's far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 22,000 miles. The satellite is 22,000 miles, and then it bounces back to our repeater that we then send it out to all the stations. So we are in the midst of a miraculous broadcast again, like we are every single Saturday morning. We're having a lot of fun this morning.
And you can be part of it by dialing in at 1-888.
We do have one open line if you'd like to jump in.
767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text in 411-923.
Give the disclaimer. If you text.
We'll get to you if you can.
Can't answer all the texts.
Nope.
Right.
They can.
We'd have to hire four more staff people.
But we tell them, they get a reply that tells them where they can reach us.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Well, here we are starting and launching our 28th year on air. At Rosie on the House, we appreciate your loyalty. We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate your viewership on the website. We are set on the one goal that we have is to become your best friend. If you own a home or you want to own a home in the great state of Arizona, we hope you don't touch or start a single thing about your house, home, castle, or cabin until you contact us at Rosie on the House. Through our radio broadcasts every Saturday morning for 4 hours, 7 to 11 a.m. Through our website that's available 24/7, 365 days a year, rosieonthehouse.com. And through our toll-free number here on the broadcast, 1-888-767-4348. It is our goal to give you the right information about whatever it is that you want to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And here launching in 2016, we're going to try and make that a little bit easier for you. If you'd like to subscribe to our blog, Jennifer, how are we going to set this up?
Well, if you would like to find our information on Fridays, it comes to you via text. You sign up by, how do you do that, Roma? You send the word Rosie to 411-923?
Yes, ma'am.
Or was it house? Did we change the house?
It's Rosie.
Okay.
I think we changed it to Rosie.
Okay, so you text Rosie to 411-923, and on Friday mornings, you get a little ping on your phone, and you look down, you have another article from Rosie on the House, and it's not what's in our newspaper articles. It's not necessarily the topic of the shows or anything. It's just extra information since we have so much of it. So it's really great. And you know what? This year, once a month, those pings, those texts will be things to do around your home. So if you have made a New Year's resolution to be faithful about taking care of your home, you don't even have to decide what that looks like. You just sign up and we'll help remind you each month, here's the things you need to do to keep your house in shape. Now, the funny thing about New Year's resolutions is 84% of people make New Year's resolutions.
Seriously?
Seriously.
84%?
That's a lot.
I would not have guessed half
me
that
neither.
Many.
Only 16% don't worry about a resolution.
Okay.
But most people, of course, don't follow through. And you need to remember this date, January 17th. Do you know what that day is?
No clue.
It's Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day.
It's an official declaration day.
So if you've already signed up, you know, you've already got, oh, I'm going to do my house. You've already decided it's not going to work out. It's okay. We're going to help you through it. Just text us and we'll get that sent to you every month.
And on New Year's Day of this year, the ping that you would have gotten on that text talks about checking all the AA battery-driven devices in and around your house. The smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, the TV remotes, make sure your flashlights, your clocks, your digital thermostats, gauges, and all other battery-operated household devices have fresh batteries in them. Now, we like to tell you that you ought to use lithium-ion batteries because when you install them, one, when they die very slowly. So you're given a lot of notice that they're dying. They're also very long-lasting. So if you haven't checked the batteries in all your AA battery-driven devices, you got a ping from Rosie on the house yesterday encouraging you and reminding you, let's get her done.
If you were on the text team.
Let's get it done, Rosie Wright.
And that actually helped me. Being closed all last week, I kind of lost track of the days. And when I got that text, I'm like, oh, it's Friday. I got to work tomorrow.
Feel like a Friday
all
yesterday.
Right. No.
And Rosie, on that one point, is that where it also talks about smoke detectors, or is that a whole different point?
Same thing. And carbon monoxide testers.
Great.
Yep. Get them all checked. Hey, why don't we jump to the line? Because we don't generally ask people to hold through the top of the hour because it's the long break with news catch up and things like that. But we had two people hang on through top of the hour, and I'd like to get them taken care of quick. As you hear us take care of them, we'll be opening the lines up for you. 1-888-767-4348. Who are we going to first, buddy?
We'll start with Jim.
Okay.
Hello there.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning from Minnesota.
You're calling from Minnesota?
Yes, St. Cloud, Minnesota. 17 degrees this morning.
What's the feels like?
It's real nice today. Clear, sunny. Supposed to get up in the 30s. Ice will melt again.
We just returned from my first winter trip to Minnesota. Day before yesterday, we were in Duluth. It was 6, feels like -8. And yeah, I always wanted to know, what's the feels like really mean?
It's very refreshing. The air is very clean and clear. You can take a deep breath without coughing, unless you have a cold, of course. But
we were leaving my daughter's house and heading back to the Minneapolis airport, and Jennifer and I were talking, what about the trip are we going to share and talk about? And she says, you know what? Because we were there all last week, so you know it was cloudy the entire time. We didn't see the sun once. She says, I think we could have a whole show just on the beautiful shades of gray.
50 shades, yes.
Okay, I don't know Minnesota very well. We were in Minneapolis. We drove to Duluth. Where's St. Cloud?
Well, St. Cloud is about 65 miles north of Minneapolis.
Okay.
It sits directly in the center of the state on the Mississippi River. And we've been blessed this year with very little snow. It's either gone south of us about 10 miles or north of us about 10 miles.
Okay.
So we've got about 12 inches of snow. But the first amount of snow melted off pretty much. So at Christmas time, we were basically brown. And then the day after Christmas, we got 4 inches. So
nice.
We do have a little bit of snow on the ground right now, but it's nice out.
So all of Arizona wants to know right now, why is Jim of St. Cloud, Minnesota calling Rosie on the house?
Well, I got an internet radio for Christmas, and I've been listening to KTAR, and you were one of my favorite stations on the weekends when I lived there, because I lived in Arizona for 38 years.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And everything you always said was true, because, as far as your knowledge of construction and things, but I'm really stumped on something back here in Minnesota, even though I grew up here. I've been wanting to put in new windows in my house. I've got a house that was built in 1982, and the windows are double pane, but they're from the early 80s, and the weather stripping on the seals are starting to wear out, and the gear mechanism that they're crankouts, that's wearing out, and it's basically time in the cycle of keeping your house up to look at replacing windows.
Okay.
So I go to all these home improvement shows and look at windows, and there's two types of windows basically you put in here in Minnesota. You either put in a vinyl type double pane window,
right?
Sometimes a triple,
right?
And then they also make Anderson. I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, that's okay.
That's one of the companies that makes a composite type window,
right?
And what they do is they use their sawdust, mix it with an epoxy, and they extrude actually a window frame that's comparatively like either wood or vinyl,
right?
But it's a supposedly a stronger type of a system for making windows.
Well, Jim, Anderson is the largest window manufacturer in the world.
Yes.
Okay, and they have a very good reputation.
And they're made in Minnesota.
Yeah. I've actually been to the factory. I've been to the actual location and toured the factory. I'm going to tell you, as long as we're mentioning brand names, I have a personal favorite. After getting to know Anderson pretty darn well and using them for a bit back in the 60s and 70s, I switched to Pella, and I've never switched back. And in looking at the buildings, one of the things my eye picks up as I traveled throughout Minneapolis and as I traveled through Duluth, there are a lot of Anderson windows installed. There are also a lot of Pella windows installed. And man, if you're looking at buying that grade of window, you'd be crazy not to get a Pella quote. And I'll tell you, I have a really good friend. I don't think he'll go so far as St. Cloud, but I have a really good friend in Minneapolis. He owns and runs one of the most incredible remodeling companies on the planet. His name is Dave Amundsen. His company is Trehus, T-R-E-H-U-S. And you could certainly call and talk to him, or Peterson Remodeling. They're both down in the area around Edina.
Okay.
You could talk to Mark Peterson or Dave Amundsen. They've been building, remodeling, and installing windows in and about your area for 30 to 40 years. Visit with them about what their thoughts are. But if you're asking Rosie, and I believe Dave's going to agree with me, I'm not sure what Mark uses, I'm a Pella man to the core.
Now, are these a replacement style type window?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yep. They are. So, Jim, thanks for tuning in from St. Cloud, Minnesota. What moved you back to Minnesota from Arizona?
I'm not sure you heard that. What moved you back to Minnesota, Jim? Yeah, I had placed them on hold because we're past our break.
So gosh,
we'll find out after.
We're way past our break.